This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
She can't help if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just come naturally.
Oh, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. Well, up on Lane Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. But she don't look back. She ain't doing nothing wrong.
She ain't doing nothing wrong. She's the goddess.
Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on.
But don't say mother or father. Don't say woman. There's some guy that identifies as a woman is angered by that. What type of cult's telling us that? Men, women, that's our species. That's our journey for all these eons together. And you don't really think we started off here, do you? That's hilarious. Oh, the girl can't help it. She's America. She's the world. She is the humans. Women are everything. Men are the machines women send out. I'm an expression of the women. This is woman's idea of fighting the tyranny. That's what it is. Lord have mercy. All right, let's go back for this segment, the next, and then Nick Baggage, the guy that exposed all the big secret tech and everything, totally vindicated, is taking over. Rob Deuce coming in real briefly, though. Huge news on this Florida fraud, the hacking, the scams. I mean, this is a real war we're in. Continuing, Mr. Stack of BlackPill.com, Devin Stack. I've been asking questions here. There's only 4 minutes left of this segment. Well, another 10-minute segment coming up. What do you want to get into about this world? Because I agree, you're not being negative saying we're in an exterminist, globalist, transhumanist plan where these angry globalists believe humans are obsolete because they hate themselves subconsciously but aren't sophisticated enough as psychopaths and genetic psychopaths and sociopaths to understand they're projecting their hate of us, which is really hate on themselves. They don't get it. Trump gets it. This is the alternate plan. Like, here's the deal. Imagine QAnon attacking me, saying Jones is an agent, Sessions is the best, Trump loves him. Well, I'm not going to go on air and say what Trump told me about John McCain or what he said about Sessions. I'm going to leave it at that. But I'm real. Trump talks to me. Everybody knows that. It's like I'm a real person. I'm telling you Trump doesn't like these people. And is saying, press the attack, Jones. And I'm going to leave it at that. And then says, here's this campaign person. I'll talk to them and they'll talk to you. And I'm a little bit out here. The enemy has my phone tapped. They know this. And then I've got to see some person that doesn't say who they are anonymously saying I'm against Trump. No, I'm not, you idiots. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that tipped me off to really kind of doubting the veracity of QAnon, too, was he was trying to play that, or he or she or whoever was trying to play this game of I have to be anonymous so that, you know, that no one can know that this information is coming from the White House, but at the same time, I'm going to give you this proof that proves that I am who I am. Well, it's like you can't have it both ways. If you had something that conclusively proved who you were, something that proved that you were coming from the White House, there would be absolutely no reason to be anonymous. You know, and so you have a lot of people that are kind of latching on to what many things, but some of these things are coincidences. Some of these things are just doing research. You know, it's not that hard to find out what kind of phrasing Trump repeats in his tweets and then try to emulate stuff like that. But
you understood
kind of,
people like the fortune cookie or the fortune hunt.
Right.
They like the mystery. So the people doing this, I know who they are. It was a group of leftists inside the CIA and psych warfare programs. I know folks that were actually knew who they were. They even lied to CENTCOM and said, oh, no, we're pro-Trump. And then I was told by CENTCOM, and I mean like I'm not going to get into it. They said, blow this operation, and I did. They even, because we weren't sure who they were at first. You understand that?
Well, and the thing that, you know, I wasn't sure, honestly, either. I didn't want to talk about it until I could see where this was going. But there was a lot of YouTubers making a lot of money, quite frankly, to covering.
You're so smart. I'm not kissing your ass. You just did it right there. I noticed right away, if we covered QAnon in a positive way, this is the accidents we did early on, it was suddenly pushed with millions of views and total monetization. And then that's when I went,
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You can't go to his website right now. It's down because of being hammered by massive traffic. And he deserves it. Blackpill.com. Devin Stack, another patriot, just in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, stood up. What's it mean to stand up an army? It means you decide to stand up. You're ready. You're ready for war. Information warfare. And that's why I always had this vision of all these incredible minds of men and women of every race, color, and creed standing up for the Renaissance. And ruling this whole planet's just like an egg. It's just one little jump point. We'll look back later and say, why was it so hard? Once we've gone to these next heights. But it's only because when the real challenges come in the future, we'll realize that we've already come this far together. What matters is the saga continues, the long march. Here's a few minutes from that video we mentioned, one of hundreds of amazing ones that Devin Stack breaks down, where he's getting into some of the scams out there. Not that Bitcoin's a scam, it's great. But that some of the scam groups out there and how they implode it, like he said, and then how it ties into the QAnon globalist operation. Here it is.
I wanted to watch these people who had been calling me a shill or worse, all because I was trying to help them get their just desserts. But I never got the satisfaction I was hoping for. It was just sad. All I saw was a mix of devastation and denial. People saying they'd lost everything. People that were going to be homeless now. There were also people who I would be surprised if they did not commit suicide. The language that was being used, I mean, people were ruined by this. But also, in all this devastation, there was also the denial. There were people that, even though the value of BitConnect had literally gone to zero, still thought that this was all disinformation and that everyone on Earth but them had fallen for the disinformation, and that now they were going to double down and buy even more BitConnect. And people did. People bought more, even after it had gone to basically zero, people bought more BitConnect. There was even like a little mini pump after the crash. I don't know why, but I mean, humans are funny that way. So needless to say, I didn't get the satisfaction I was looking for. It was just sad.
That's a perfect dead cat bounce.
Because the human devastation that was dealt, it was dealt out to people who just wanted to have hope. They just wanted to have some dreams come true. And honestly, it takes a certain kind of person to use trust in humanity and hope against people. So not only were there these human casualties, but what did this mean for the future of cryptocurrency? How many of these people you think that had been financially ruined by the BitConnect scam would ever invest in crypto again? Probably almost none of them. There was no silver lining. BitConnect had just been one giant disaster for everyone involved. So now that I've explained BitConnect to everybody, I guess I should talk about QAnon. Or maybe I just did. For Blackpilled, I'm Devin Stack.
So there's Devin Stack. We're going to go back to him for like 8 minutes. I want to come back with us in the near future, maybe even host an hour or something so he can get all prepared and do it his way instead of me interrupting every 10 seconds. But if you want hope, believe in God and yourself and believe in the long road and believe in ideology and systems. Don't believe in magic bots or magic systems. That's always, the Oprah Winfrey's The Secret. Yes, you have the destiny of the universe. Yes, God made you in the image. But you don't just instantly abracadabra make things. And so people want that lottery ticket. They want that, I'm not going to listen to you. I've had family, swindled by the Nigerian scams. They don't want to believe they're being scammed. I say, hey, that's a scam. You're just jealous I've got this big opportunity with Prince Boo Boo. And it becomes the same thing over and over again. So you were going to break there earlier, Mr. Stack, and you were getting into how everybody that promoted QAnon, everybody that promoted it, like YouTube didn't stand in the way. Google just pumped it. They pushed it. For me, I was like, why have I covered QAnon positively, trying to be nice up front? Does it suddenly go super viral and there's no monetary restriction, which made me stop covering. And I said, I think this is bad. They want us to do this. It's all Pavlovian, carrot and stick. So get into that.
Well, and the weird thing is that clip you just played, that video is rated G. There's nothing offensive about it. There's nothing, because I barely actually talk about QAnon. It's really mostly about BitConnect. So there's no reason for them to demonetize that video at all. And they demonetized it. And I was like, okay, that's, if I needed some kind of confirmation that I was on the right track, there it is. And meanwhile, like you said, there's all these other channels that are staying monetized while they're spreading the QAnon stuff. So I didn't need anything more than that. I mean, that was enough. And then just out of curiosity, and this is before you started seeing like the T-shirts and the signs everywhere at the rallies. I just searched on Amazon and eBay for QAnon. And there were just, and they probably still are, just pages and pages and pages of shirts and keychains and, just people making a buck off.
So the deep state algorithm is shoving this at us. That's got to tell us something.
Well, and then you saw, and this was a couple months ago when, what was it, like Vice and all these other guys basically would find QAnon believers or whatever you want to call them and try to make them look stupid and just see like, oh, look at these stupid Trump supporters. They believe in this stupid, you know what I mean? So it was real. I mean, and I saw that coming a mile away. And as soon as that was the other thing I was trying to explain to the people that were into it. I was like, why would, if this was all true information, why would they be, why would Comedy Central be bringing people's attention to it? Why would they do even if it's making fun of it, but all press is good press in some ways.
But see, so I agree with you, but there's the argument that, they attack Alex Jones. Well, when they attack me, it's to say I'm doing racist things. I should be banned. They weren't saying ban QAnon. With me, it was different. It's like Jones did this. Owen Schroyer's mean to black people. Ban him. And it's not true. You see, there's two different things. If they're just promoting it, making fun, yes, but if they're saying ban you in association, it's different.
Right. No, and they made no attempt to ban QAnon. It was a nice target for them. They could point at QAnon and say, look at the crazy Trump supporters. And at the same time, it also helped by doing that. It helped. Like I said, there was some truth in what QAnon was
saying. Sure, it covered real things. So, let me ask you this question. You're a smart guy. I haven't had time to track it. I'm so busy covering the news. What are they doing now, these pro-QAnon people that are like, Trump loves Sessions, and Jones is going to prison, and I'll stick with the president. Jones woke me up, but Jones is with the bad guys now. What are those people thinking now that everything we told them is happening?
I think the election brought a lot of them around. I mean, there's some that are going to hold on forever. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I knew as soon as the election results came in, because that was the big thing, right, was the election's going to happen. They're going to win the House and the Senate. And that's when Sessions is going to swoop in and start sending everyone to Guantanamo Bay. And I knew that was unlikely that they would win the House and the Senate. And as soon as I saw that they lost the House, I was like, okay, so first of all, you had a lot of people that probably didn't go vote because
no, exactly, because all over the internet, Google is hammering, we won, it's over, don't vote, everything's fine.
Well, and even Fox
Alex
News
Jones is the enemy.
Even Fox News called the election like 90 minutes before, like while voting was still going on.
And you notice now the Democrats are stealing Florida and Arizona right now.
Well, right. And that's actually another thing that's kind of frustrating, because I just saw on Twitter like a couple minutes before I came on here that the I forget the name of the agency that's in charge of investigating voter fraud just said they responded to a reporter that asked, hey, are you investigating what's going on in Florida? They said, no, we can't until the State Department tells us to, and they haven't told us to.
Which shows the State Department is still Democrat run. You made videos on that. Devin, right. I'm impressed when people do the research. And I listen to you. I know you're doing your freaking research. So I feel good when I go to sleep at night knowing that Devin Stack of BlackPill.com is there. Join us routinely. Come back on the other shows. We appreciate you. We love you. You're awesome. Huge news with Rob Due on the other side. And then Dr. Nick Baggett straight ahead. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, Dr. Nick Baggage is taking over the next half hour. Then the war room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others is wound up like racehorses in the gates, ready. Infowars.com/show. You know, there's a lot I haven't gotten to today. We've done an okay job.
You know, one thing I didn't realize, Alex, I didn't realize that QAnon was an old Southern gentleman who sips lemonade out by the porch. You were doing that QAnon voice earlier?
Alex Jones is a bad man. He's going to jail.
I didn't realize that.
Alex Jones hates Trump and hates America. He wants to turn in your guns, boy. Alex Jones, but we a secret over here. We don't have a deal with it. Don't tell. Sessions knows what he's doing. So trust the plan. He'll get you there right now, my babies. You don't trust them Joneses, they'll get you in a lot of trouble.
So you learn something new every day. I try to learn a few things every day, but that I did not know.
It's total operatives.
Oh. So. Well,
hey, the point is, I didn't want to even get into it, but my God, how obvious is it? And here's the deal. A lot is going on.
Yep.
We are in the middle of a civil war in this country against foreign globalist forces. And if we could just point out, hey, it's foreign Chi-Com and EU right. and banking forces that think they run America and use our open society as a way to get in there and do this. And Trump's just an American who doesn't think we should give the country up. And they think that's mentally ill. Then it's over. Like, join America or don't. There's not even a discussion at this point.
Yeah.
People say, like, Alex used to be independent against Republicans and Democrats, and then Trump comes along and suddenly you're fully behind it. Because Trump, the audience built a big missile launching base, and then Trump, the missile arrived on the back of a big missile launching truck. We want America. We want to control our own country. We want to cut taxes. We want to defeat globalism. We want to leave families alone. We built Trump. Trump is ours. This is it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to do this if we hadn't been here, and we wouldn't do it if he wasn't there. It's destiny, folks. It's here, and you see the full attack of the enemy because it is real.
Yeah,
so they act like, why are you, the whole establishment's against Trump.
Exactly. You have to have a disruptor for any real change to happen in this world. And we know we've been controlled by giant multinational corporations, and Trump is a person that has come in and said, you know what, I'm going to unbuckle the latches that are holding you down, but it's up to you to make the change and be the change you want to see in this world.
Well, why sell? He's like, this is a super rich country in pole position. Why? Because a bunch of leftist robber baron kids have needle dick syndrome. Should we sign it over to the Chinese that half their country doesn't have running water and bow down to them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's not even like a wimpy thing like, oh, I love America. It's like, dude, this is BS. We're in command. Why would we try to make people poor? Why would we try to like break up families so a bunch of professors, you know, again, that have needle dick syndrome can feel powerful? That's why they're so scared, because the real obviousness is American supremacy, not through weapons, but through ideas. And Russia is like a woman, like Marilyn Monroe, in bed waiting for us. Everything is ready. They don't want radical Islam. No one does. They want 57 Chevys. They want power. They want success. They want space programs. They want huge space operations. They want, just get out of the way, man. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. So this is it. And we will not fail.
No, not at this point.
But imagine being a chicken crap globalist from the chicken, you know what, dimension, the chicken SA dimension. It's my coined term. they see freedom and middle classes and expansion is scary. We don't.
I know. We can't have that. We
can't have that. Oh, God. Everyone's getting along and they're all intermarrying and being happy.
Good deal.
Let's teach them in the name of diversity that everyone hates each other.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a
weird thing. Humanity goes straight up.
They really have created half the population is mentally ill. And you can show them a video of Jim Acosta hitting a woman's arm like he didn't touch her. He didn't touch her. He said he didn't touch her. He said it on TV. That must mean it's true.
Well, let's talk about the IT guy in control of the situation in Florida. He's a special little character.
Well, so right now they're having this recount in Florida. They're having one in Arizona and one in Georgia. And it looks like they're trying to steal these things. And so the lady in charge of the Broward County seems to be the key, which is what we said that night. Stone brought it up. And now they find these provisional ballots. Okay. Well, here's the guy. So at the end of the day, all this has to go through a company. And so there's a company called Cloudflare that is watching and monitoring election sites. They hired this man, Joe Sullivan, who is he's one of Cloudflare's security officers. Okay, before that, he was working at Uber. And he got fired from Uber after Uber got hacked where they sold 57 million people's data. What he did was pay off the hackers and got them to say, hey, y'all were part of our program, our bounty program.
Let's meet Bang.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
So now this guy before that, he worked in Facebook, he worked at eBay, he worked at Airbnb, but Obama's cybersecurity council was also where he was. So
he's the anointed one.
This is who's in charge of the
share all the data,
digital keys, and you have Broward County,
which Apple has moved to China and given to them. So he's a very nice person.
Exactly. So it's very interesting when you see where, you know, these people go and you look at their past areas. And that just came through the wire. And I'm looking at them like, well, now it's starting to make sense. They got the people in place. Notice Jeb Bush is the one who put in this lady. What was her name? Stackers. Or
Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, the Crypt Keeper down there. Jeb Bush put her in charge. And it's how can you not get these people out once they go in? It was like the election judge.
Every election. Magically, there's 50 million ballots needed.
Yeah.
Bigger than the state population, and Broward County's got them.
Oh, they do. And they have a lot of trust. They find them. Brenda Snipes. That's who it is. Brenda Snipes.
80,000 votes arrive, and no one asks, where are these trucks coming from? Where'd you find these?
Oh, we had them in the back all the whole time. They were
under a cabbage leaf.
Somebody else showed a picture of here they are, and there's a box, and there's papers on top of it. Like, we found more ballots. And it's insanity after insanity. So hopefully, the lawyers are in place, and the lawyers are monitoring this stuff so they can.
They're trying to steal
the ballot box underneath some folders. Here it is.
They're trying to steal a Senate seat.
Governor's
seat.
They can steal three Senate seats.
And they're doing the same thing.
They can steal three Senate seats right now and then get this stuff back to square one almost. So now, and it all makes sense when you see Ruth Bader Ginsburg not looking so good. They just released her out of the hospital, and man, she did not look good. TMZ has a video of her being wheeled off into a car. She was able to stand up and get into the car, but she's looking more and more like Hillary Clinton.
You know, that's terrible.
It is. But they're going to have to replace her.
It's just terrible.
And that's what they don't want.
Not a good omen. Well,
there she is right there.
Oh, things aren't going too well. The jaws of hell open wide. Lucifer's tongue rolls out, dripping with the blood of the innocent, awaiting new souls. And a special cell of the night circle is prepared.
I sense Amy Coney Barrett getting nominated for the Supreme Court. Just watching this video right here. Very soon, within a year. Definitely within a year.
Boy, they're trying to prop her up.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano wanted to give her some ribs, a kidney, and a lung.
Good.
You have get done. Come, my pretty.
You have done well, Lord. Anyways, coming up. America is mine from destiny. I, the fallen, will soon rise against you, and all of your spoils will be mine. But in the end, the wicked were only men to awaken the righteous. Dr. Nick Begich, straight ahead, and in the war room, T-minus 30 minutes.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To Infowars.com, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm in for the last half hour of today's broadcast. And, you know, thinking about where Alex left off in the last segment, you know, Trump is the antidote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, if you think about what's been shaken up in the last couple of years, it's pretty outstanding all the way around. And as I look forward, you know, right now, this is really an important time. You know, people are still thinking about, oh, the elections and how the House switched. This could be the most powerful lame duck session in history, if we think about it that way. And, you know, there's still a few months left to get some things done, you might say. Well, there's majorities in both the House and the Senate. Are they bold enough? Are they strong enough? Will they do it? I don't know, but they sure could. They're still in charge until January, third week in January. So I would suggest contact your congressional delegation and ask them to back up Trump and get the agenda done. We only got a few months left. So clear out the calendar and get people to work. Let's see what happens. And then we got gridlock, right, for the next 2 years to see what happens. And that's really unfortunate as I look at what's happening in the world today. You know, when you think about the Senate is still a majority Republican. The House obviously went the other way. But everybody gets sworn in the beginning of the year. So we have a few months. Might interrupt a few party plans, but so to speak, but it's time to do it. You know, I'm thinking about really what this last election was about. You know, they tried to make it about people, personalities, all this stuff, and they forget the idea that it's really about ideas. What does the country believe in? What does the population want to see change or happen in this next couple of years? And you have to be active. You have to get involved. And at some level, now's the time really to think about what's happened in personal privacy, the idea that this broadcast is being restricted, the idea of information being restricted 2 years out. Lame duck session. Let's address some of the privacy issues, the communication issues, and make sure we have an open, fair, and free press. You know, I mean, everyone's talking about fair trade. How about a fair and free press so we can even have a conversation about free trade and what all that means? You know, and all the other important issues that Americans deal with and our true allies around the world do as well. So now's really a time to use the lame duck session, address the holes in the program that need to be filled right now. And the biggest one is to make sure we have the ability to get our messages out, to have our conversation with the public. And if people don't like what's being said, they have the right of everyone else to do exactly what you can do. Change the channel, you know? But to shut the channel down is not the way of a democratic republic, and something, if we haven't learned anything, that we better understand. You know, it's now's the time. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what happens. And if we have the bold leadership we need to push back before it's too late in January. Think about gridlock, you know, and the kind of compromises that will be made. Some will be good. Some maybe not so good. Maybe nothing meaningful will happen again for a couple of years, which, given the way things have rolled, that really wouldn't surprise me. I'm looking at my notes from today, and I want to talk about what you'll see over the next couple of years if we don't push it back now. In terms of personal privacy, transparency in government, the idea of being able to stay on the track that we've been on that's created the most vibrant economy in modern history and many, many people's lifetimes, as a matter of fact. But think about that right now, because that's what's at stake right now, is that economy. And there's some things that I think we need to remember, too, about just stagnation. You know, no change maybe is good in some arenas, but the kind of change and trajectory we've been on has been the most aggressive we've seen forever. But privacy, transparency, and true ability to maintain our free speech are the critical elements of this generation. If we don't do it, and now's the time. We're literally at 5 minutes to midnight. The House is going to change in January. Protect freedom, personal privacy, and the right for all of us to communicate equally on the platforms that represent modern technology. You know, when I think about Alex and where InfoWars started, for those that remember, you know, it was on public access channels, you know, and Alex worked and scraped his program together and built a team and a network that is effective. And that was the point of Alex's last segment, was that combination of the truth, warriors out there that are willing to engage it and jump in to the info war, quite frankly, and be heard and make a difference. And that's what's happened. And that's why the pushback has been so extreme by the other side these days. So, you know, I mean, I think about the elections. A lot was gained in terms of lessons learned, but now really is the 11th hour, and we have to regain the freedom of speech and debate before we go into this next 2 years. The other issues I want to get into today, I'm going to talk a little bit about, again, taking a broader vision for America, the United States right now, and things that can be done, because a lot can be done regardless, through the executive, through regulation, through executive order, with or without the Congress, as we saw during the Obama administration. So, I mean, there's on balance some things the executive can do within his authority and within the Constitution, and things the legislative bodies can do after the new legislature is sworn in January. And in the meantime, there's a lot can be done. You know, when I think about, again, the issue of reality creation, I mean, think about where people get their news and the channeling of that news being now imposed on even a broader way by the big players in communications on the planet today, in terms of how people really communicate, socialize, or what have you. I mean, think about how people's time use has moved into a venue where everything about you can be understood and seen in such a way that the pushback is the total invasion of your privacy. You know, at InfoWars, at the InfoWarsStore.com, they carry my books and videos, and there's two that are really important on these issues. And they were written a while ago, and they were forecast for the future we're having now, okay? And Earth Rising 2, both at InfoWarsStore.com in the bookstore. When you go that route, you really support Alex and the network, and I appreciate it also. It supports my work. But when you look at privacy and what we saw coming, and then sort of how it all came through control of various aspects of entertainment, media, really shaping and pushing the direction in which all of us have been headed. Over the last 25 years, it's now a quarter of a century of this work. You know, I hear music kicking in. I know we're coming into a break, and we're going to be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Dr. Nick Begich on InfoWars.com. Check us out at EarthPulse.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to Infowars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in this last hour on a Friday. I want to shift gears a little bit here, and I want to talk about another important area that is always a part of the subject matter on Infowars is China right now. And I talked to one of my friends. My buddy has traveled, most travel guy I know, over 140 countries, several of them a lot of times, including China, from the early 1980s to this last year, so spanning a pretty good amount of time. And he's been there 4 times, China alone. So I'm talking to him. We have an ongoing conversation. I have a conversation with a lot of people in a lot of places around the world. And with my friend, his last trip to China is observations. And look at where China sits on the Pacific Rim. It went from bicycles from the early 80s and a few cars all the way over to automobiles and mopeds, right? Now, on the screen is a map showing the Pacific Rim, and you can see its relationship directionally from the United States. And look at where Alaska sits and that chain of islands that sits out there, how close we are to Korea, Japan, China, Australia even, you know, when you think about the Pacific Rim as a trading belt. Well, most of the trade now is happening India, China, Asia, and Alaska situated ideally. And if you look at the map of just Alaska, Canada, and the United States for a moment, and look at how far apart Alaska is from the rest of the United States. You know, it's a 1,500-mile trip by air from Anchorage to Seattle. And, you know, that's just to get to the next state. Okay, but then look at the size proportionally of Alaska and recognize a couple of things. Firstly, if you take all of Alaska's coastline from southeast all the way down the Aleutian chain, all around the top of the state, the whole coastline is bigger than the entire West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast of the United States combined, okay? And if you think about Alaska, if you look at the map again on the screen, Alaska, South Central Alaska, and a little bit in the south eastern quarter is where all the roads virtually are. The rest of the state is empty space. As an example, Alaska is 20% of the land mass. If Alaska had 20% of the population, we'd have about, what, 65 million people? We don't. We have 750,000. You know, Seattle has more people. Most big cities on the West Coast have more people. Most of Alaska is really wilderness. Looking at the Google map, looking for roads, you won't find many because there aren't any to speak of. Most of it is empty, again, empty space. And as a consequence, the biggest resource treasury here in the United States is underutilized. And if you look at what China has done, when they've looked at the globe and they've recognized, first of all, they're a huge landmass with tremendous natural resources of all kinds. They produce most of the rare earth minerals, like 90% in the world. A lot of strategic minerals they produce. And what they don't produce, they've gone to Africa and Latin America and throughout Asia and created relationships and moved millions of their people and population to these areas of the world to develop mines and smelters and shipping and ports and infrastructure and roads and railroads, et cetera, throughout the world, to move commodities into their country and store huge amounts of surpluses of most commodities that they don't have a excess of. When the prices are low, they stockpile. They convert U.S. treasuries and U.S. currency and all the trade notes, our deficits, get converted into real stuff, you know? And what they don't have and they can't make, they go out and buy it somewhere in the world. Even if they have to pay a premium, out to outbid the West, they'll pay 10, 15% over it, even when a market says something's worth. And people go, why would they do that? Because holding the treasuries, that relative to values of dollars, inflation, all those factors, over time decreases anyway. So dump all this stuff and get real stuff that over the long run goes the other direction, appreciates, because it's real value. They're commodities, real value. Real economic value. Currency is just the fiction in between, you know, the trade in between, the paper. The paper isn't where it's at, and the Chinese realize it. And that's where we have fallen behind. And for the challenge for the next administration, you know, when the Obama administration tried to stimulate the economy, I called it the biggest repaving program in the history of America. Project ready, project ready. What a bunch of nonsense. We went into debt up to our eyeballs building meaningless infrastructure on so many levels. And what is meaningful infrastructure? It's roads to natural resources. It's like creating an airport next to your treasury. You know, you might want to move the treasury somewhere. Someday. And Alaska is it. And here's what's happening here right now. I mean, this week was the miners' convention, happens every year, and a lot of people come and present what they're developing and what's coming online. And there are huge, huge projects coming online. But the sad, and roads being built with state resources combined with industry, they're building out a couple hundred miles of roads to one copper deposit up north. But they're doing things. And my view is railroads to riches. And the reason I say that is, you know, we have an opportunity in Alaska and in the United States to build railroad links that connect these mineral belts and oil and gas fields and areas to the rest of the national capital base, which is all the factories and all the potential. But we have to have a rail link that hooks us to the Canadian rail system so that we can move commodities economically from Alaska. And then we need to branch that rail system in the national interest to all of those strategic locations in Alaska. Now, if you look at southeast Alaska and you go down to the Juneau-Haines area, which is off right along the coast of Canada, you'll see it in the lower portion of Alaska. In this area, we have tidewater resources in deep ports because the mountains literally end in the sea. And you can see on the map on the screen now southeast Alaska, and you can see Juneau and just the whole area. And it's all fjords if you look at that. That's just like Norway, where the mountains just end in the sea and drop down, you know, 1,000 feet deep, you know, and hundreds of feet deep. So you can get right in. And what has been found there in one area near Ketchikan, Alaska, down in the very, very tip on the southern end of southeast, is a huge deposit of rare earth minerals being developed by Ucor. Rare earth metals. And they've also developed technology. In fact, they just bought the rights to this worldwide technology that converts these very complex ores into 99.9% pure rare earth elements out of their processing method. A patented method's been tested over the last 6 or 7 years in prototypes, and now they're building their first production facility in Ketchikan, Alaska. You know, when you think about other things that are important for the 21st century, copper, zinc, of course, cobalt, titanium, tungsten, iron, all of these things are in huge, huge quantities in Alaska, and several mines are in advanced stages of permitting headed into development. And this is exciting stuff. But once you move off of tidewater, the logistics start to move away from you pretty quickly. And this is where we have an opportunity now to build roads, railroads, and ports to move these natural resources to U.S. markets where they can be made into things and value added and exported again. The big changes are coming in robotics, which is going to drive industry in the 21st century. The next time I'm on, I want to talk about robotics and the impact that's coming. This is huge, and it's going to cause the biggest displacement in labor and the workforce as a factor of economic production in the history of mankind. And it's upon us. It's coming in this century, much of it in our lifetimes. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you've been listening to Infowars.com. Check me out also at EarthPulse, EARTHPULSE, EarthPulse.com. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and we're at the end of the hour. It goes by fast. Infowars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.